For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Cole Blugo in for George Kearns. A former state lawmaker avoided prison yesterday when a judge sentenced him to 2 years on probation for his guilty plea to a misdemeanor corruption charge. Former state representative Rick Quinn Jr. was also fined $1,000 in order to perform 500 hours of community service during a brief hearing. He had pleaded guilty to a single charge of misconduct in office in December. Following his sentencing, Quinn again made the case that the charges against him were all politically motivated by Special Prosecutor David Pascoe.
I recused myself anytime the law required me to, and I never used my office for personal gain. Those are all lies by Mr. Pascoe.
Special Prosecutor David Pascoe had urged Judge Carmen Mullen to sentence Quinn to prison time.
I'm not going to criticize the probation. I disagree with it. That was within her discretion. You know, one might think, well, at least we got one more legislator out of there that had the interest of his own self-interest as opposed to the people's interest out of the legislature. So that's a good thing.
In other news, a family court in upstate South Carolina is hearing arguments over whether a teenager charged with killing his father and then a first grader on a school playground is to be tried as an adult or as a juvenile. Videotape was played yesterday in court in which the teen described the 2016 shooting in Townville. The hearing is continuing this week. The teen is also being charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and 5 counts of possession of a weapon during a violent crime. Installing metal detectors in every school and placing security staff at checkpoints would cost the state roughly $100 million annually, according to state estimates. The Post and Courier of Charleston reports the State Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Office based its estimation on a bill co-sponsored by Charleston Representative Wendell Gilliard that would require metal detectors at the main entrance of public schools, gymnasiums, and football stadiums. The agency calculated that the scanners would cost upward of $14 million up front, plus up to $98 million annually to staff them. The proposal to put metal detectors in schools came after a series of gun scares in Charleston County. After losing its battle in state court, the Disassociated Diocese of South Carolina is taking their case to the Supreme Court. The Charleston Post and Courier reports the Diocese of South Carolina last Friday asked the nation's highest court to consider its case and apply neutral principles of law. Dozens of parishes split with the Episcopal Church in 2012 and sued to retain naming rights and roughly $500 million in real estate properties. The state Supreme Court ruled last year in favor of the Episcopal Church. And authorities in upstate South Carolina say burglars broke into a home in York County where they cooked chicken wings and drank RC Cola. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.